Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Couple weeks ago now, did you see Logan Webb, San Francisco Giants pitcher, had his media scrum interrupted by a fart?
Oh, yes.
And he couldn't stop. And he said, you know, I'm sorry, farts are always funny. Which they are, of course. And it got me thinking.
Wait, time out! Cut the music!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Sorry, Jason. It is now official. The New York Rangers have announced that Mike Sullivan is the 38th coach in New York Rangers history. And they write, welcome back to Broadway, Sully, and I am sad. I want the best for Mike Sullivan. He brought us great joy. I do think it was time for him to no longer be the bench boss of the Penguins, but dear sweet God, I hate you now. You mother bleeper, I hate your ass!
He's going to win?
Of course he's going to win. He's a hell of a head coach. And I don't think they're that far away. They were the President's Trophy winning team just 2 years ago. Or I guess just last year.
Such a good spot for him, man.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Like, life-wise, style of play, the players he has, the influence he's going to have. Man, I mean, I know I'm not breaking any news to anybody that, like, New York is a cool place, but if you've never been to Madison Square, have you guys been to Madison
yes.
Square Garden? Okay. I mean, that is just incredible. And, like, you have all that attention, all that excitement. People care about the team, but you can go into Manhattan and you're anonymous. You're just one of, you have complete anonymity.
Yeah.
Mike Sullivan couldn't do that here. And Mike Sullivan's going to walk into a situation with the Rangers where he can win now.
Playoff team next year, question mark?
No question mark.
Yeah.
Remove it.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a playoff team.
Division winner? Whole offseason to go, believe me, I understand. I think he's going to win.
I'm going to say yes.
I think he's going to win big, Doran, yeah. I think he's going to win big. Now, that doesn't mean that it was the wrong thing to do. Like, they should have parted ways with Mike Sullivan. It's the whole Tomlin argument. Everyone always comes to Mike Tomlin. If it's he'll win right away, probably, yeah. It doesn't mean it was going to work here. And with Sullivan, there were different directions between the GM and the head coach.
I loved seeing guys, just by the way, a professional sports executive acknowledge, like, nuance that both things can be true. That Mike Sullivan can be a really good coach, and the Penguins need something else.
Yeah.
They need a different kind of coach, and they need a new coach. I wish Mike Sullivan well. I wish the Steelers would inherit some of that line of thinking. Say, hey, Mike Tomlin's a great coach, man. Good luck. We
like
need
Andy
something
Reed.
Else.
Like Andy Reid with the Eagles.
That's okay.
I do want to get back to the silliness in a second here because there's been a lot of debate on today's show. And debate is healthy. It's good. It's sports talk radio. But it's a Friday, and we like to goof around. Real quick before we get back to things you know, things you don't care to know, but it's sports related. What kind of coach do they need? Like, is there a certain style that they need to play? Is there a certain sort of systematic outlook that they need to have? Is there an age range that they should be hunting in? Like, what do we think that this team needs at this present moment?
Mackey?
Somebody younger.
Jason to coach?
No. Doran was being nice and deferring
yes,
to me.
Yes.
Oh.
And I didn't want to.
That's why we have him on, because he's, you know, he's a professor in this realm.
I don't know about that, but well, I appreciate it.
Better than us.
Nah, I don't know
at
about
least
that.
Better than
some Crowley.
Some of us.
Yeah. Here's what I think. I think they need somebody, not can relate more to younger players, but can maybe get more out of them. I think Mike Sullivan's the kind of coach you hire when you're most of the way there, and you need to take somebody that final step. Somebody who, a team that's where the Penguins are, where you're trying to get guys to transition from the American Hockey League to the NHL, kind of as a group, play a little bit of a different system, be more malleable, honestly, than I think Sullivan has been. And that's not saying he won't play young guys. That's saying you might need to play a different way based on your personnel. I look at David Carl from the University of Denver. He really stands out to me. You know, any accomplished American Hockey League coach, I think, would make sense.
Todd Nelson,
you like him?
From the Hershey Bears. I've never watched the Hershey Bears play.
Well, I mean, they do it right, man. Spencer Carberry in Washington is a great comp. And you know, it's a Dubas guy, somebody who's come through the development realm, and Todd Nelson would work. Manny Malhotra is another one who's been gaining, I think I'm saying that right, the Vancouver, I think it's a Western Hockey League. Western Hockey League? I'm confusing myself now.
He used to play for Vancouver for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, he's Rutherford's, you know, minor league guy out there. And I don't think he's going to be a candidate for the Canucks head job. Somebody like that, somebody who's worked with younger players. I would look at Kirk McDonald, but Kyle Dubas had said he's not an option, the Wilkes-Barre coach. I'm sure they look at David Quinn. But I want somebody younger who's used to working with younger players.
Question that probably a lot of people have and have asked, is Crosby going to be a part of the process of the hiring of the new coach? Like, do you get his input?
I think you maybe get his input. I don't think he should be saying who's coaching the team. I think he gets a unique view, a unique say-so, but it's not...
A 10-minute call instead of a 5-minute call?
Man, I don't have any problem with that. Did you guys?
Not really, but that's funny.
I mean, Sid shouldn't be... Like, what if Sid said, I don't want you to fire Mike? Like, does that make it the right move? To placate Sid? Like, no, Kyle's right. He has to do what's best for the Penguins.
With you, with him on that, and I think it's an easy call to make because you just know Sid's not going to push back on it.
Well, I'm straightforward about it. I'm like, this is what we're doing. This is the direction we're heading in. I just wanted to make you aware about it, Sid.
Right.
And then, boom, this call's over. Like, don't even give him an opportunity to say his side of it.
I would involve him along the way and say, like, look, anybody you want us to consider? What do you think is important? What should, you know, how should we take the temperature of the locker room? You know, all that stuff. But like when it comes time to make a decision, Kyle Dubas is paid to make those decisions, not Sidney Crosby. He's paid to play hockey. And I don't mean to diminish that. I just like, you have a lot of players that stink as GMs. It's why you have GMs. I mean, look at Yzerman right now. He's been good. He's also been bad. That's probably an aside, but like I would not let the captain, even if it's Sidney Crosby, tell me who I'm hiring.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And for better or worse, this is now Kyle Dubas's franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, his franchise. The Fenway Sports Group people don't know what the hell they're doing with hockey. They hired a guy that they think knows what he's doing with hockey. And now Mike Sullivan and him are not going to be in any kind of power struggle, if there even was one in the past. And it's his franchise. So if this thing winds up in a ditch, it's on him. If they wind up having a ton of success, it is on him first and foremost. And I'm very excited about it. I also think they need to play a hard style of hockey. I mean, I just think that's the way the league is now. Sully won a ton with speed and skill. First and foremost, you need skill. You can be fast around your skill, or you can be big, strong, physical, and tough around your skill. You need skill. But I think if the Penguins had sneaked into the playoffs. Is that the word?
Snuck.
Damn it! If they got into the playoffs this year and they played the Panthers or Washington, guys would have left in body bags. Like, they are just not built for this right now. And that Rome ain't built in a day. I think that's the kind of team they need to be. Not at the...
They're a long way off from that, Adam.
Of course.
I don't disagree with you, but they're a long way off.
Not to say you don't need the skill. Skill is first and foremost how you win in hockey. You got to score goals. Miss you, Sully. Got to score goals.
You did sound like Sullivan.
Goals.
Moving forward.
Just play. You need to score, but you need to withstand the punishment in today's NHL. And they are a long way from that, but if they're going to get back to Stanley Cup contention, I think that's exactly where they need to go.
I don't know if they will, though. Like, that's not the trademark. I agree with you, Adam. I mean, I would like to see them get a lot tougher, a lot meaner, a lot harder to play against, as Sullivan might say. I just, like, Dubas's teams really haven't been that throughout his Toronto tenure. And look at their roster right now. Like, you have Boko Mama, and that's kind of it.
And they didn't win either.
No. I know. And look at some of the guys he's brought in, like Cody Glass, Phil Tomasino, Tommy Novak, Grizzlick. I'm trying to think of like recent.
Koivunen.
Koivunen's a draft pick and he's a young kid. I mean, McGroarty's a little bit of an exception. He's got some physicality to him. I like that. But they're just not a tremendously physical team. And unless they spend a lot of the offseason retooling that. I mean, Danton Heinen's a bigger body. He's not a physical guy.
Mm-hmm. No. Kevin Hayes, same thing.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I don't know what Kevin Hayes is, but...
He's big, but nice. He's like Sully from Monsters, Inc.
I think you were saying like Sully from Southie. A big Boston guy.
No.
I mean, they need to retool their bottom six and get a lot more grit in there. They need a lot more of everything. I mean, they don't have enough of a scoring threat there. They're not as physical as you would like them to be. It's also down the list on what they need to do. Like, they fix the goalie situation. Yeah,
that's the top four
defense. There's some problems there.
Yeah, if you got a bad goalie, it doesn't matter really what you got in front of them.
Nope.
Yeah. And it doesn't even mean you have to dish out the punishment. You need to be able to handle taking the punishment. And I thought that the speedy Penguins in 16 and 17, they did that really well. And they weren't that with Bilesmo or Mike Johnson. That you could easily get the stars off their game.
Yeah.
That Philly series in 2012, the 2013 Boston series, you could aggravate the Penguins. And Sully came in, it was just two magical words, just play. And his booming voice, his presence, he got them to buy in. But you got to be able to withstand that kind of physical beating. All right. All of a sudden, a busy hour has become even busier. We've got things you know, things you don't care to know, but it's sports related. We've got a heated debate forthcoming about Paul Skeens. We could have a Will Howard debate again, Doran, if we feel so inclined. That's all on the way, but first, it's a fan headline. All right, it is now official from the New York Rangers. Mike Sullivan has become the 38th head coach in their franchise's history. Emily Kaplan of ESPN reported last night that he would be one of the highest paid coaches in the history of the sport. For more, go to 937thefan.com. And now let me tell you about this travel experience of a lifetime. Spots are going fast. We are getting close to selling this puppy out. We are taking over Dublin when the Black and Gold play across the pond. 5 nights in Ireland. Package includes hotel, airfare, tours of Guinness and Jameson, pep rally, pregame tailgate, and, yes, game tickets. Land-only package is also available. Space is limited, and they are booking up fast. So if you are thinking about making this trip, you better book now. The guys at True Fan Travel know how to do sports trips. This one will be no exception. All the details available at 937thefan.com. Ireland Adventure with True Fan Travel.